Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Anfangen is to start. Anfangen, to start. How would you say, I start? Ich fange an. You see, ich fange an. It's a separable verb, so the prefix an is kicked to the end. Ich fange an. How would you say, you start? Du fängst an. You see, fängst, here we switch from A to Ä, the A with the two dots. Du fängst. This is an irregular verb, so this will happen in the second and third person singular. So for du and sie es, he, she, it. How would you say, for example, he starts? Fängt an. Fängt an. How would you say, we start? Wir fangen an. Here we go back to A in the plural forms. We, you guys, they. Wir, ihr, sie. So, wir fangen an with an A. How would you say, you guys start? Ihr fangt an. How would you say, they start? Sie fangen an. How would you say, I start today with the work? Ich fange heute mit der Arbeit an. You see, an, the prefix is kicked to the end. You remember, whenever we have two parts of the verb or two verbs, the second one is kicked to the very end. Ich fange heute mit der Arbeit an. How would you say, I start today with the course? Ich fange heute mit dem Kurs an. How would you say, I start today with the school? Ich fange heute mit der Schule an. You see, mit der Schule, mit der Arbeit, mit triggers the dative, you remember? How would you say, I start to understand you? Ich fange an, dich zu verstehen. You see, to understand you, dich zu verstehen. Zu verstehen, to understand. In German, it's kicked to the very end. Ich fange an, dich zu verstehen. It's like saying, I start you to understand. How would you say, I start to understand her? Ich fange an, sie zu verstehen. How would you say, I start to understand him? Ich fange an, ihn zu verstehen. You see, ihn, dich, we use the accusative pronouns because verstehen is an accusative verb. How would you say, I start to learn German? Ich fange an, Deutsch zu lernen. How would you say, I start to do sport? Ich fange an, Sport zu machen. How would you say, I have started in the past? Ich habe angefangen. Ich habe angefangen. You see, since it's a separable verb, the G slips in between prefix and the verb. Angefangen. Ich habe angefangen. And it's an irregular verb. It ends with EN. How would you say, I have started with the work? Ich habe mit der Arbeit angefangen. How would you say, I have started with the course? Ich habe mit dem Kurs angefangen. How would you say, when have you started? Wann hast du angefangen? How would you say, when have you started with the course? Wann hast du mit dem Kurs angefangen? How would you say, when have you started to learn German? Wann hast du angefangen, Deutsch zu lernen? You see, Deutsch zu lernen, to learn German. Wann hast du angefangen, Deutsch zu lernen? How would you say, when have you started to read the book? Wann hast du angefangen, das Buch zu lesen? You see, this zu structure in German is kicked to the end. How would you say, when have you started to watch the movie? Wann hast du angefangen, den Film zu sehen? Den Film, accusative article. Because sehen is an accusative verb. Ich sehe den Film. I see the movie. Great. Next time, we'll go through the verb kündigen, to quit, like to quit a job. Kündigen, to quit. So, here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.